everyone. I just wanted to let you hear these two cardinals, they're both males, talking to each other. Okay.
No, it's all right.
Go ahead.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Yes. I'll walk along with you.
Alrighty then.
Just walking to my car. Okay, there you go. I'm going to my car now.
Alright, well, have a great day. Able to hear that. It's a sign of spring, even though it's about -5 degrees Celsius right now and very windy. The sound of those two cardinals just gladdens my heart. By the way, the lady that came up to me was a lovely woman from my Bible study group. My name is Myrna. I'm just coming back from that group now, actually. Oh, there he is. There's one of them anyway. I thought I heard. I must have been mistaken, because usually we don't get them this far south, but I swear I thought I heard a white-throated sparrow this morning outside my window. I'd be very surprised. My parents sometimes get the odd one, but they almost invariably stay away from the city. Pardon the wind noise. I don't have a windsock for this mic, unfortunately. Absolutely dumped on by a massive snowstorm on Tuesday, Monday night and Tuesday. So, I'm gonna have to find a place to cross over to my building that isn't completely snowbound, because I don't want to have to climb over massive snowbanks. Don't think anything's coming my way. No, I think we're good. Oh. Big snowbank. Ah, crap. I just tripped over a great big patch of ice here. There we go. We're all good now. Oh, I thought I was going to go arse over tea kettle there for a second. Oof. I'm so annoyed. Toronto, in that area, only got 3 centimeters. Those lucky so-and-sos. The city where I live, we got 30 centimeters of snow. And we're going to get some more on Friday night and into Saturday. Oh well. I shouldn't complain because the weather up until now has mostly been really good. I'm just trying to wipe my shoes off on this mat, which... Oh, it would help if I used the right key to get in. Good heavens. I think getting all the salt and snow and grit off my shoes is a futile effort. Sorry, I'll stop this recording in a minute. I just can't get to it at the moment. Ouch. My arm just brushed a fire extinguisher that was about at shoulder height. I'm glad I didn't knock it off. Okay, there. Now I can actually... As soon as I get up the stairs, I can turn this off. Because I'm sure you guys don't want to hear me wandering around my building. That is not very interesting. Wipe my shoes off on that mat, too. I had to wash my floors the other day because the vestibule got filthy from my shoes and other people's shoes, and then my floor near the door of my place got really dirty too. Ugh. Oh my word. My neighbor's playing the piano. I gotta go hear what she's doing. Sorry. I'm being a nosy Parker. I would love to be able to introduce myself, but I don't know her. I've never met her. She doesn't come out to the social events. Shoot, she stopped. I'll leave her in peace because I think she's just practicing chord structures right now. She's actually a really good pianist. Or maybe she's teaching someone, who knows? I was hoping she'd play an actual piece for you, but no such luck. Oh well. I'm very envious, I must confess, that there's somebody right on my floor who has a piano. But I don't think it would be right for me to say knock on her door or something and introduce myself. She doesn't come to any of the social events like the games night or tea time or craft days or the brunch, so she probably just wants to be left alone. Okay, I'm gonna stop this now. Sorry, folks, that was a much longer recording than I intended it to be, and probably a lot of it was boring. If you listened all the way through, thank you very much. You're a trooper.